Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Her email said she was 20 years old and she has zero friends. None. She called trying to get her on the phone, but might happen a lot of luck.
She's on 5, isn't she?
I don't think so. Hello? No. Carl, put her on hold.
Carl's trying to be her friend.
There you go.
Oh, that's what he was doing, too.
Carl knows best.
Hey, Lakeisha.
Hey.
How are you?
Cool.
Is Carl your friend now?
No, Carl. Is that the person I was just speaking with?
Yeah.
And he kept wanting to hang up on me.
Oh, no. why would he do that?
I don't know.
We got your email, and we just, like, wanted to hug you. How could you be 20 years old and have no friends?
Well, I have. I've had friends before. I'm not like a hermit or anything.
So what's going on?
I don't know. Like, I associate myself with people and everything. Like, my boyfriend, he has friends that, you know, I like talk to and everything, but, you know, they're not like my friends, you know? What do you call it? I want to have like some friends that are like girls, I guess, that I can hang out with, because it's not really appropriate to hang out with dudes when, you know, you've had a boyfriend for like 3 years.
So you've got no girlfriends that are exclusively yours. Everybody you hang out with has come to you through your boyfriend or something, some other.
Yeah, and then, like, you know, no, it seems like when I do meet someone, that seems like, I guess, a potential friend type. I kind of, I guess, scare them away. They think I'm, like, weird or something.
So you don't know how to friend date.
Do you need, like, is there a friend mojo the same way that we talk about dating mojo? Is it the same thing in, like, the friend world? Like, if you want a friend so badly, like, a potential friend picks up on it and they're turned off by it, so it's tougher to befriend somebody like that?
Maybe because you try too hard?
That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe.
I don't know. I think maybe I do try too hard, but, like, sometimes when I'll just be, like, whatever or whatnot, I don't know. I guess I don't like the same type of things that, like, most girls, I'll say, do. Like, I guess the best word for me to say is, like, I'm a gamer. Like, I like things guys like. I like to go play paintball. I like to, you know, play on my Xbox 360. I'm a nerd. I like to play World of Warcraft.
So you're kind of a tomboy, too.
Yeah.
So it seems like naturally you would get along better with other guys, but there's got to be girls that do the same thing that you do, right?
I can't be the only one.
No, you wouldn't think. We've had plenty of women call up that are gamers also. There are just some women that don't get along with other women. Are you one of those?
No. I mean, I don't, okay, I'll say I don't like girls that are prissy, I guess, that want to go get their nails done and gossip and all that crap.
Here's Laura, says that she's a bit older than you, but going through sort of the same thing. Hey, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. She'll have to get over the way she feels right now because she's going to live a life like this for a while.
Why?
Oh, that's
her. It's just, no, it's not a bad thing. It's just an adaptability thing. I have the same feelings toward women as she does. I find some of what they do ridiculous. I can't just be a blanket female friend to everybody, all the girls that I work with and everything like that. In fact, they're usually put off by me a bit. I'm usually put off by them a bit. But there's still some cordiality and all that. But I am better friends with guys. I found that I don't need somebody around all the time, so I don't, like, desperately give in order to get back. It's just a weird situation. I've had girlfriends, like best friends, for a couple of years until they usually do something stupid to make the friendship go away.
Like, what would be deemed stupid?
I had a friend that I actually got her a job. I've done her all kinds of favors. I was going to take her. I won tickets to a trip. I was going to take her, you know, out of the country, just because I won these tickets. And she bailed on me 2 weeks before. She got our mutual guy friend on the phone with us. I didn't know she was on the phone with him, like a conference call, trying to get him to say, like, get me to say bad things about her. And she's younger than I am. And I'm just like, what is going on? So once I found that, I'm like, I can't deal with her anymore.
I just think that that's a little narrow-minded to say that she won't be able to find any friends her age.
No, she what?
She's gonna have to be alone.
I didn't say that. I said she can't think of it as a bad thing. She needs to see it as, okay, I'm a little different. Let me see what I want to do. I don't want her feeling she has to be on the other side of the fence where the grass seems greener, because for her, she may get over there and realize she likes to play in a sandbox.
This is like,
that's a lot of psychobabble.
Yeah.
I didn't understand any of that.
Why are we in the litter box?
Anybody want to interpret?
And she's not the only one. A whole bunch of people are calling up. They're like, friendless. Good morning, Matt. Is it Matt? Or is this? This is Nikki. I'm sorry.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm 26, and I have one friend, but we've been friends for 18 years, but all of the so-called friends that I had in the past, I've been married 3 times because, well, I'm on my 3rd one now, but all of my friends have slept with my husband, and, I mean, just all kind of crazy stuff, and I just can't trust girls anymore. But I've had my one friend for 18 years, but I can see how she feels because, well, my friend was out of town, and we don't get to see each other that often, and I don't ever have anybody
from your
to
husband.
Do what? Yeah. They go to my husband, but I don't have anybody to, you know, that girl that you can go talk to and have fun with. I don't have that because she's way far away, and I can understand how she feels.
I have one friend that's like, I've had, you know, since I think 9th grade, but she moved away, but I still talk to her like every once in a blue moon. I told her that I was going to be talking to you guys, and I hope she's listening. But, you know, I still don't get to hang out or talk to her much because, you know, she's leading her own life right now.
Hey, Latoya, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. My advice, like, just be yourself. When you're making friends, like, it's easier for you to just show who you are. Like, I play World of Warcraft, too. Like, that's my game. That's my thing. Sometimes, like, when I'm at school, I play it. It's just my thing. But it's easier for you to just show yourself and be yourself than to try and be someone else when you're making friends. Because when you're just, you guys are just kind of hanging out together, like, the person you pretend to be is not who you're going to be then. Just be yourself. It's easier that way.
Weren't you saying that that was sort of the conflict that you were having? Like, you were thinking about sort of working on changing your personality just so you could have a friend or two?
Yeah, that was part of my email. Like, I normally am myself regardless around, you know, who I'm around. But, you know, that I'm starting to see that normally kind of scares people off. And so I was wondering, like, my ultimate dilemma is it worth, like, changing how you are in order to have people like you?
I don't think you need to change who you are at all. I just think that maybe you need to overcome some of your shyness. Because I think, I mean, it sounds to me, like even talking to us on the radio, that you're a little bit shy. So maybe you're just not putting yourself out there to meet people that are just like you. Does that make any sense? So it's not changing who you are. It's just maybe you have a girl in a class or a girl that is like a friend of a friend or something, and you know she's into gaming too, and she's kind of, you know, do the paintball thing with you or be a tomboy. Like, maybe it's just overcoming your shyness to go talk to her and be like, hey, do you want to hang out? Let's go get coffee or something.
If this was a situation where she could meet guys, like, we'd give her advice on, one, places to go, and two, an opening line. So what if we did, like, friend dating? Like, where can she go to make friends? And how does she approach a friend and say, do you want to be my friend without being that awkward?
If you show up at a place alone looking for friends, that's going to be awkward to begin.
You got to do it. It's no different than going
You're
to...
not alone. There's nothing going wrong
with... Really? Who's she
going
to go with?
Well, I said no. I said there's nothing wrong with going out alone. I mean, you can make new friends everywhere.
Did you put an ad on Craigslist to look for a friend?
Kind of.
Oh, you did?
What'd it say?
Yeah, what'd it say?
I was looking for someone that was like-minded, and I let them know the types of, you know, things I'm into.
And then you had some creepy dude with a Polaroid calling you back.
I know, right?
Can I take a picture of your feet?
I like I like gaming too, but I'd like you to dress like a penguin more.
I didn't get any responses.
No responses at all.
No.
What about you? Okay.
Hey, Tiffany.
Maybe nobody looked at Craigslist that day.
Hey.
Hey. I'm a gamer as well. When I first came to Atlanta, I didn't have any friends either. This was 5 years ago. And I started going to anime conventions where there's a lot of video gaming going on, and a lot of things that I enjoy doing. And I ended up meeting a lot of different people there. And there's people that I've had friends now for about 3-4 years now.
Where do the gamers hang out?
It's a convention that's going on this weekend called Anime Weekend Atlanta. It's held at the Cobb Galleria every year. It's the largest Southeast anime convention. And it's basically, at the door prices right now are $45, but you can basically game all weekend. And it's just a great place to hang out and meet people.
Cool, thank you.
That's a great idea.
That's a great suggestion. Yeah.
What about Dragon Con? Did you go to that?
I didn't.
No.
I was trying to get tickets, but I didn't get to go.
Here, Adam wants to help you out.
I wanted to go see Collective Soul on Saturday. So.
That's a good call. Hey, Adam, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good.
Well, her local gaming stores, she'll find that there's a lot of girls and guys that like to play. We all get together at this place called Gamers Getaway up here. We all get together at Douglasville.
That's cool.
10, 20 of us every weekend.
Do gamers have, like, this sort of, not mentality, and I don't want to offend here, but I think the stereotype is, like, if you're a gamer, you know, you sort of like to hang out by yourself in a room and sort of, you know, play.
Yeah, it's a definite stereotype, but actually there's a whole subculture to it, man, where we all like to hang out with each other. Hell, I'm married with a kid.
To a gamer?
Yep.
Awesome. Yeah, okay. See? You're raising a little gamers?
And you guys had sex.
Not on the video game.
Like real sex.
Not avatar.
Not like, hey, I'll meet you behind the pond on the Mount Zaphalon and we'll do it. But like real life, I'll meet you in the bedroom.
Where's that?
Where did he call it again? The gamers what?
Did you catch that, Lakeisha?
Getaway? Gamers Getaway?
I think that's it. I don't really know where Douglasville is.
I think he just said it like it was his local video game store, and he's calling it the Gamers Getaway.
I mean, if you look through all the specifics of it, it just sounds like you need to get with the gaming community because they have like minds, and you guys have something in common right off the bat.
And I'm sure we're going to get emails about it today, so we can pass them along to you, too.
That'd be cool.
Okay. Holly is suggesting join the roller derby also.
Roller derby?
It just seems random, but yeah, she says roller derby.
Nice.
And you should also get a job at Kroger.
All right, Lakeisha.
Thanks, you guys.
All right, bye-bye. I'm more surprised by the amount of calls from people that we were getting that said that they have no friends also.
That's sad.
Like friendless people.
Oh.
That's sad.
Get it? The Bird Show.